HI Mobile, Seneca, monitoring.
W4HI, I think it was. This is W2JKT Mobile. How's it going?
We're located in Seneca. Going to the YMCA to do some swimming indoors. And emptied the garbage at the local convenience center and, you know, all those kind of things. The name here is Ed, Echo Delta. And we're back to you, sir.
It's good to talk to you. Name here is Eric. That's Echo Romeo India Charlie, standard spelling. And, I'm here in Anderson. I'm just leaving work, headed home up to Shelby, North Carolina. But I used to live in Seneca, so I'm quite familiar with the convenience center and White Beach.
Hey, Eric. So are you living in Shelby? No, that would be too far. At least I hope so. Oh, we got an ambulance coming somewhere. Somewhere. Oh, there it is. Okay. No problem. W4HI. Okay. Going the opposite way. So this is our second time living here in Oconee County. So, and first time was in 92 to 2004, and then we came back in 2020. Over.
But yes, I do in fact live in Shelby, and I make this commute to Anderson a couple days a week. I work at home quite a bit too. I moved up there, but I like my job so much that I kept it, and I just decided to make the drive a couple days a week. So it works. I like it. And but Shelby's a cool town. My significant other lived there, so I made the move. And the rest is history. But yeah, Seneca's a nice town. I lived there from 2010 until 2022, and it was a good place to live. I enjoyed it a lot.
Hamfest tomorrow or this weekend, then, right?
Camper over there to set up tonight. I'm a member of the Shelby Radio Club, and we get to take our campers over to the Hamfest if we want to. So I'm hoping to get it set up today or tomorrow, and then I'm planning on taking a couple days off from work Thursday, Friday this week to help out and get a little bit of a jump on, see if I get some early deals.
Way to do it, that's for sure. Well, I'm pulling into the YMCA, Eric. Good luck on the Hamfest this weekend. I was up there last year, but I'm not going to make it this year. Sounds good. You have a good time. 73 W4HI.
Time in the Y, and enjoy your day. Take it easy. We'll talk to you again down the log. This is W2JKT Mobile, 73.
Bruce. Bye, Bruce. This is N0TR. Eric, when did you say the Ham Fest was? I was in the other room with my wife.
Sorry, a bad spot. Can you repeat your question?
Yeah, this is Tom, N0TR. Is Shelby this weekend?
Open to the public on Friday, so I think you can get tickets. I think you can reserve tickets online to pick up at will call, or just get tickets when you show up. But yeah, it's open to the public starting on Friday this week.
Consider that. Do they still have a nice building up there where you can get out of the heat? I'm getting too old for that.
Next week.
I thought it was towards the end of the month, but I certainly wasn't sure. So keep reminding us of that. I'll write it down here on my calendar.
Yeah, that week's mixed up in my head. I guess I was getting a little too excited for it.
Me and Ariel in Y4G went up there many years ago, and gosh, it was huge, and it had a lot of representatives from companies there, and they were in a big, nice air-conditioned building.
That there's the main vendor building that's air conditioned, and I think there's the other building where they do the field day that's also air conditioned. So no worries about the heat; they should have it taken care of.
Older fathers against radical teenagers, and that would be the initials FART, and need to get out of the sun.
And I like to get out of the sun and beat the heat myself. So. Hoping I'm having my, I bring my camper over there and let the air conditioner run too, so I have a nice cold spot to get in out of the heat. So. So, yeah, it's supposed to be a good ham fest this year. I mean, I've been going every year for a long time, and I always enjoy it. There's a lot of good stuff there, and, you know, the flea market is my favorite part because you just never know what you're going to see there, all kinds of cool things. So, yeah, I hope you can make it.
Have they got handicapped parking up there?
So, but I will double check. I hear you in the afternoons pretty frequently, so I'll check on that tonight, and next time I talk to you, I'll let you know, but I'm pretty sure they will have some handicap parking available.
Ted Herring, and that before HI, Bruce is just an absolute first-class operator there. Always really, really enjoy talking to him. Well, Eric, I was headed out to the chickens. Bernice is in putting a little wood stain on the headboard on the bed in the master bedroom. And I don't know much about that. I'm not a woodworker. But I got some yard work to do, too, and got to see if it's too hot for that. But I can definitely go gather the eggs, so... You take care, and I'll be clear with your final, and really enjoyed talking to you again. And thanks for the info. This is NZERO-TR.
Good talking to you. I hope you have a great day, and don't inhale too many stain fumes. We'll talk to you again soon. This is W2JKT Mobile 73.
JKT, KA3JCA. Hello, Eric.
Here.
Hey, listen, I got an answer for you on updating or changing your trustee for that club call that you were talking about. There are only two VECs that do the trustee club call. Apparently there was a change to the SEC. So in order to change the trustee for your club, you have to either reach out to ARRL or W5YI. You have to send a copy of the minutes where the meeting minutes say that you're changing the club trustee and so forth, and then you send that in to get it processed.
I was able to talk to somebody at the FCC the other day because I had some other issues with another FRN to take care of, and yeah, that's exactly what they told me as well. So they just form, copy the minutes, and send it in, and they take care of it. So I appreciate it. And, you know, hopefully at some point soon we'll get it taken care of. But, you know, I did get it fixed to where I could have access to renew the license, so it's not so urgent an issue anymore to get that transferred over. The problem before was that while I was listed as the trustee, the license itself was still attached to the old trustee's FRN, so I had to get them to move it to a new FRN that I have control over, and now I can apply to renew it online when the time comes. And then I also got the address updated at the same time, so didn't really need to file out any forms to fix that, so that at least the QSL cards have come to the right place now, and I'll be able to get it renewed, and then, you know, whenever we can find the time to take care of it, we can change the trustee.
Okay, well, I just wanted to let you know that I found that out for you, so... Alrighty, well, my wife just got in, so I'm going to go see what she wants here real quick, but you travel safe, sir, and we will catch you on the airways, KA3JCA.
Alright, have a great day, and give the regards to the missus for me. We'll talk to you soon. This is W2JKT Mobile. Patrick, out here. This is W2JKT.
Yeah, I just got back out here. You and Richard, we're finished up.
I sent your response, but yeah, I think I can pack a whole lot of energy in that space, but it looks like a single stack module would be good, cover the capacity you have now. So if you decide to go that route, let me know.
Let you know, I'm going to hope for the best for the moment, but we'll see.
I have to replace them because I looked it up, and those things are a couple $100 a piece, and you've got six of them. So I think an 8-cell lithium setup would be about the same price as six new cells. So if you do have to replace them, maybe you want to go that way just to get the longer cycle life and deeper discharge.
And a lot of it's going to depend on the first of the year for me.
I don't wait to see what the accountant says, huh?
My renewal.
Route.
So I'm trying not to spend any money I don't have to until then.
Say that again.
Yes, sir. That's renewal the first of the year, or end of January. So I'm trying not to spend anything. I do not have to until I get through that.
Understand. So, well, that's great. Well, hopefully the batteries are still good and they carry you through for a while. Hopefully they didn't get damaged by being, you know, down to 0 volts like that. But, hopefully, I guess we'll see.
So how was your day at work? It's been slow sales-wise. Everybody's paying their bill, but sales have been real slow. But I don't know what to expect anymore.
Enigma right now, like the Dow is back up to, you know, what it was before that interest rate thing, and then some. It's like almost 41K today, and, you know, corporations seem to be rolling in money, but people seem to be starving and living paycheck to paycheck, so there's a disconnect there.
It seems like one sector of the economy is doing really, really well, and the other half or three quarters is not doing so well.
Balance out, and you know, those sectors can pick up a little bit because, you know, we're definitely feeling the same thing you are. You know, we're definitely not selling as many tools as we were during the pandemic. So, like, you know, Home Depot came out publicly the other day and kind of reduced their guidance for the second half, and you know, it looks like, you know, people who sell tools just are struggling.
Hey, Dawson. I guess the same. I wasn't in the tool business in 08, but I was in the auto repair business. I own my own shop. And it slowed down for 6 months to a year. Things were a little sketchy. When 08 hit, but after that, people started realizing, hey, I got to fix this thing somehow because I got a way to go. New sales plummeted to nothing, but everything else kind of picked up.
And they did that cash for clunkers thing to try to get people to buy new cars again?
It's somewhere around 08, 09, something like that. They done cash for clunkers. And that was a disaster now, too, because looking for parts is really hard to find.
Get a good vehicle sent to the freaking crusher just for no other reason than to try to...
be sent to the crusher. You couldn't send them to the salvage yard to get the parts off of them. They had to be crushed.
I still, for the life of me, can't figure out why they did that the way they did.
I see the cash for clunkers, but not crushing them where you couldn't use them for parts.
Crazy environmental stuff where you didn't want to have these cars on the road anymore anyway, but it was all political and just didn't make a damn bit of sense.
Getting ready to pull into my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3, and you have a safe trip on into the house, and I will talk to you the next morning. You're on your way into work, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now, 7-3.
All right, Patrick, have a good one. We'll talk to you later. I'll be in tomorrow, so I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. This is WTUJKT Mobile.